Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Bow to the people! Bow to the people! It's time for Bow to the People. Come on, way. Come on now. Bow to the people. Bow to the people. Bow to the people. It's Bow to the People.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Powell to the People, live on the radio. Wayne Powell here at the beach, and we have, as always, South Bay Jay in the studio, our sound engineer and program director. Well, you know, we have nice weather today, but you know what they say, good things don't last long, and unfortunately, we're going to get some more rain, at least the forecast says we will, this Wednesday and Thursday. Apparently Wednesday it'll be kind of light rain, and Thursday, maybe heavier rain. So, but I remember, what was it, last weekend, they were predicting rain, and we didn't get it. So, you know, it all depends. They say the L.A. Basin, and that's quite a wide area, and here by the beach could be different than out in the valley. So we shall see what we shall see. You know, I guess we need the rain because we are still in a drought. I don't like the rain. So, you know, I have some friends that live in Northern California, and they get a heck of a lot of rain. And so I think of Southern California as, you know, sunshine and summer-like weather. And pretty soon the summer will be here again. You know, I don't know where 2024 went. Went by way too fast. And, you know, we're almost 3 months, or at least two, and about 2.5 months into 2025. So things are going, you know, rather fast. However, the more things change, the more they remain the same. And so that gets me to egg prices. You know, I don't know why I'm laughing. It's not funny. Prices are soaring, and they just, there's no end in sight. And there's surcharges, you know, like if you go to a restaurant and order something with eggs or eggs in it, there's a surcharge. And, you know, some places are rationing eggs. And I think a lot of it, well, I don't know if I want to say a lot, some of it is price gouging. And I was glad to hear on the news that the Antitrust Department of the Federal Trade Commission is launching an investigation. I don't know if it's a civil investigation or a criminal investigation, but they're looking at price, you know, the soaring prices. Obviously, we know a number of chickens or roosters you know, had to be destroyed because of bird flu. And I was told that a lot of them were just destroyed, killed indiscriminately. You know, they weren't even tested to see if they had bird flu. So, of course, that reduced the supply of eggs. And as, you know, basic economics tells us, everything is about supply and demand. So when things are in short supply and the demand is up, then prices go up. So that's one thing. But when prices disproportionately go higher, in other words, the prices are being jacked up, that's price gouging. And I think it's 10%. If it's more than 10%, then that's considered price gouging. And if there's collusion among, you know, producers, then, you know, that's an antitrust violation. So we'll see what happens. You know, sometimes when a price goes up because of an event, and that can be understandable, but then usually there's those, you know, bad actors that, you know, say we want to turn even a larger profit, so we're going to jack the prices up even more. And, you know, that's just wrong on so many levels. And hopefully, if that's proven to be the case, you know, maybe there'll be prosecutions. And we'll see what happens with that. You know, maybe in one respect it's a good thing because eggs are high in cholesterol and maybe not so healthy. But a lot of products are made from eggs, you know, if it's like flour-based or whatever. Now, I think there's also non-egg substitutes. Prices can only go so high, but I don't know. I've seen in other situations where the sky was the limit. And also, there's the law of gravity. What goes up must eventually come down. And some people are getting chickens or roosters, or I don't know how that works with the ones that lay the eggs. I think those are the roosters, and I guess you need a male and a female chicken. I should Google that. I'm kind of ignorant on that subject. But people are buying them as pets, so they can have their own supply of eggs. And again, I don't know if that's legal in all areas because of, you know, zoning regulations. Although I know in Manhattan Beach a long time ago, long before, you know, this egg crisis started, when I was going door to door running for election, or maybe it was when I was running for re-election, there was this one house that I saw the chickens in the side yard, and I didn't know whether or not that was legal, but far be it from me to complain or, you know, raise any objections. When I went door to door, I would see a number of code violations, but I'm not a code enforcement officer, and I didn't want to cost myself votes by, you know, getting somebody upset with me. I figure I don't get paid to do that thing, but I think they may be legal, you know, even in urban areas. But don't all go out and buy chickens or roosters or whatever, because then prices will go even higher. And, you know, if people stop buying eggs and therefore the demand is less and the supply increases, then maybe prices will go down. But I'm not advocating a boycott of eggs. There's other things I'd like to boycott, but I don't get political on my show. Anyways, I think I, you know, beat that one to death. You know, one thing I did want to talk about is we've had a swarm of local earthquakes recently, and especially in Malibu. You know, the people in Malibu and the Palisades, I don't know how much more they can be subjected to in the way of, you know, calamities or catastrophe or whatever the word would be to describe it, but I guess the earthquakes add insult to injury. You know, first it was the fact that, I don't know, there's a number of things that I could talk about, you know, regarding Malibu, but I would just say it started with the wildfires. Then we had the rainstorms, and of course in the burn areas that caused mudslides. And now with the earthquakes, they were moderate. I think 4.1, which on the Richter scale, the scale is an exponential scale. So let's just say you had a 2, and then let's say you had a 2.0 and 4.0. The 4.0 is actually not double of what the 2.0 is. It could be like 16 times higher. So that gives you kind of a feel for how the magnitude of the know, the earthquake scale is the Richter scale. So a 4.1 is still somewhat substantial, and it was felt, you know, in a widespread area. I felt it here in Manhattan Beach. So, but I guess seismologists still aren't exactly sure, or maybe it depends on the terrain and the type of earthquake and the depth of the earthquake, but in some cases when there's a swarm of earthquakes, then it lessens the pressure on the fault line, and in other cases, it increases the pressure in the fault line, and when it gets to a breaking point, then, you know, that's when we have a major earthquake. So I'm not exactly sure with, you know, these wake-up calls that we've been getting, or shake-up calls, whether that increase the likelihood of having a major earthquake or decrease. But of course, as all seismologists, as they all agree, we're long overdue for an earthquake, if you study the history of earthquakes. And and they're not predictable per se. You know, you can get an early warning because before the major portion of the earthquake strikes, you know, the shock waves, there's what's called the P waves that precede the shock waves. And once the P waves occur, then you can predict that it's going to be followed by a shock wave. And depending on how far you are from the epicenter and the depth of the earthquake, will determine how much warning, advanced warning, you'll be able to get. But that's only maybe like 90 seconds at best, and typically it's around maybe 20 to 30 seconds, if that. I remember one time I got the alert, the shake alert on my phone, and no sooner did I get the alert, the house started to shake, you know, a little bit. It wasn't all that significant. That one wasn't a significant earthquake, but at least it gives you time to do what they all say, and that is to drop cover and hold on. So you want to drop, to the ground, get under like a sturdy desk or a table, and then hold on in case there's intense shaking. Now, if the structure collapses, I'm not sure that that's going to protect you all that much. It'll protect you more than if you're, you know, unsheltered, but typically getting under a sturdy, like a desk or a table, will protect you from falling debris or maybe glass windows that are breaking and popping out. So, and holding on, you know, you could be thrown around. And especially if you're near, like, you know, plate glass windows, the glass, you can get cut by the glass. Or if the shaking is real intense, you could potentially be thrown out of the building. And so if you're in a multi-story building, you know, that could be, you know, really bad. So, and on an upcoming show, I'll talk about, you know, what you need to how you should be earthquake prepared or prepared for any disaster. And particularly that includes having a go bag. In case your structure, your house, or your workplace, or wherever you're at, you know, if it's uninhabitable. And you should always have one of these go bags in your residence, in your workplace, and in your car, because you never know where you're going to be when the so-called big one, particularly on the San Andreas Fault, you know, when that actually occurs. But the go bag is just essentials of life. Something they used to say, a supply of food, water, first aid kit, and the like. But having a supply of food and water that would last you for 72 hours. Now they're saying maybe a week or even 2 weeks, because in places like Japan that have, you know, significant earthquakes a lot, or I shouldn't say a lot, but you know, more than average, they found that oftentimes It takes that long to get the infrastructure back up, you know, having gas, electrical, you know, the water supply can be contaminated. And if you're like in a car and you're stuck somewhere because the let's say the roads are damaged or an overpass is down, you may have to shelter in place in your car for a while. So, but there's a number of things that you should have, including, in addition to food and water, you should have your medicine, extra medicines, medications, you know, something like a warm blanket, perhaps a change of clothes, you know, hygiene items, you know, just the basics. And you could buy those kits at a lot of places, or you can assemble them yourself. And of course, you should think about your pets. You know, you should have pet food. And for the kids, you know, I said on one show, you have like a comic book or crayons or something for really young kids. And someone laughed and said, that's not an essential item. But, you know, it actually is for kids, especially kids that are no longer going to be in their home and they're in a strange area. And kids can be kids, and their attention span, you need to occupy them. So there's a lot of things that you wouldn't really think that are necessary. And it's too late once we have the earthquake. It's not like, okay, well, I'm going to run over to the store and buy some supplies, because the stores will be affected. You should always have at least a half a tank of gas in your car for a number of reasons. They always say don't let your tank get empty, because sometimes there's impediments in the gas, and when it gets down to empty, that goes directly into the engine, whereas you have gas, at least it won't be that way, it'll be floating. But the gas stations, you know, again, with the electricity out, that means the fuel pumps are going to be out, and the ATM machines aren't going to be working. And they say you should have a supply of cash on hand because for that reason. And it should be in small bills, because maybe, you know, the places won't be able to make change. And, you know, again, the credit cards may be worthless, because if the credit card machines aren't working or the ATM machines aren't working, you know, that's the time when it's basically too late to do anything. So you should have all of that prepared. You know, hopefully in our lifetime we may never have to deal with that. Let's all hope that's the case. However, you know, we know that things happen. And, you know, it's, as an Eagle Scout, I was a Boy Scout, and the scouting motto was be prepared. But that should be the motto of everybody. You should always be prepared for just a lot of things in life. You know, the saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So you should have, again, a go bag. They also have what's called a stay kit. And that's if you have to stay in your home. Let's say you can't go anywhere. Let's say your home is intact, but the infrastructure around you is unsafe. There's downed power lines, electrical wires. You don't want to get electrocuted, and especially if it's raining or if the roadway or sidewalk surfaces are wet, you may have to stay in your place. And so you should never, well, you should never let your food get, like your refrigerator or freezer, get empty. But, you know, you should always have your water and foods, and preferably foods that are like dry foods or, you know, dehydrated foods, things that can last at least 6 months to a year. And you should, once you have that kit, you should rotate it every 6 months or so. You know, eat the food and then replenish your kit. Because, you know, without electricity and even without gas, you're not going to be able to cook anything. So, you know, I know some people, the only cooking they do is if they can zap it in a microwave. So so they have a lot of frozen food. But, you know, without electricity, you're not going to be able to use a microwave. And, you know, as a scout, I know, having camped a lot, you can get, they call that sterno that's in the can, so you can have your own, you know, campfires. I wouldn't recommend that because after a major earthquake, gas lines may be broken, and all you need to do is start a fire, and, you know, next thing you know, there's an explosion. So, again, having dehydrated food, if you have canned food, you know, make sure you have a can opener in your go bag, because nothing would be more frustrating than to have the food there, but there's no way of getting at it. So, but, you know, those are just some of the essentials. And that's not just for earthquakes. You know, if we have severe rainstorms or windstorms and there's flooding, or, you know, as the people in the burn areas learned, you know, before they had the mudslides and the flooding when the rains happened after the wildfires, during the wildfires, there were people that, you know, had to stay in their homes for a while. And so, you know, it's for fires, floods, rainstorms, windstorms, earthquakes. And if you're back east or Midwest, then, you know, there's hurricanes and tornadoes. So, and we very rarely have, like, a tornado. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we have bizarre weather. So you never know what to expect, but at least if you have your go bag or your stay kit, you'll be prepared for anything, and you'll be able to weather the storm, if you will. And, you know, for you, your family, and your pets, and you won't be able to rely on your neighbors because they may not be prepared. Every time we have an earthquake like we had recently, a minor one, people always say, or some people say, oh, gee, you know, I should get my kit together, be prepared, but yet they never do. And on that note, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net.
where positive overcomes negative.
It's Powell to the People.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. Well, one of my friends texted me about some things I should also mention. First of all, I mentioned, price gouging regarding the eggs. And when there's disasters like earthquakes or, as it was learned during the wildfires, there's sometimes price gouging that goes on there as well. And there's also scamming, like on the Internet. Oh, so speaking about the Internet, if the power goes out and you have a router in your house that's powered by electricity, and with no electricity, you have no router and therefore no Internet connection. Now, presumably, your cell phone, you can get Internet that way, but the battery's only going to last so long. And if the power's out for a long period of time, like in a major earthquake, and we're not talking about a couple of hours, but maybe a couple of days, what you need to have is what they call a power bank. It's like a charging device that, you can plug your phones or any other devices, a phone, a tablet, and you could plug it in there and recharge your phone. Or you can also have, the battery charger that connects to cigarette lighter of the car, but a lot of cars don't have cigarette lighters anymore, but they have the 12-volt jack. Or most modern cars now have, the standard plug, power plug. I'm drawing a blank on the, the square plug that, for most phones. But that way you can recharge your devices if you have to, and maybe you should have a number of those, battery packs. And you should periodically check. They hold the charge for a long time, but sometimes maybe not. So you should always make sure that, those are fully charged. And one thing also, somebody just texted me. I mentioned scams. I thought I did, but and the looters that sadly, it's sad that you have to deal with price gouging, but then with the fraudulent scams and the looters, they tend to take advantage of the situation. And I know during the Palisades fire, the Eden fire, the Hearst fire, and then there's been a number of others, that was experienced. So, that's just yet another thing that you shouldn't have to deal with, but, occasionally you have to deal with that. Also, I know in Rancho Palos Verdes, especially Portuguese Bend, the Portuguese Bend area, they have ongoing land movement problems. And when it rains and the water gets saturated in the soil, it expedites the movement. And I know they do have pumps, drilling pumps, to pump out the water. I don't know where it gets pumped to, they're having issues. So on that note, if you have suffered a casualty, you can get, there's special rules for casualty losses on your tax return, and you should consult, your tax professional. And speaking of which, you can file your tax returns now and should file your tax returns now. Of course, they're due April 15th, but for the wildfire victims, they have until October 15th to file. You still have to prepay an estimated amount. People can file for extensions, but it's only an extension of time to file, not an extension for payment. So if you're short and you have to make a payment, then there's interest and penalties that are quite steep, actually. So you should make sure, you know, you prepay an amount. The interesting thing is, which came first, the chicken or the egg? You know, you kind of need to file your tax return to know how much you're going to owe, if in fact you owe money. But yet, you're filing for an extension because you don't have time to file to, you know, do your tax return. So, but you can pretty much estimate based on, you know, your prior year's return, unless your income fluctuates significantly, or, you know, your expenses, deductions, you know, credits, all of that, if those vary. But typically, your tax professional will be able to help you with that, and they can give you a ballpark estimate. You know, it's better maybe in some cases to slightly overpay than to underpay, in as much as I tell people, if you're going to be getting a refund, then you should definitely file early, because you're giving Uncle Sam a tax-free loan, and who wants to do that? But some people, actually, that's their way of saving money. But again, for those people, sometimes then when they get their refund, then they spend it anyways. So there's other ways to, you know, save money and at least earn a return off of your money. So, but one good reason why you should file early, and I mentioned scams or fraudsters earlier, is there's people that are here in the country illegally, and they just make up a Social Security number, or they buy your Social Security number if there's been a data breach. They buy it off of the black web, the dark web. And if they file a tax return with your Social Security before you do, then it's going to be a big hassle, because the IRS is going to flag it and say, wait a minute, you've already filed a tax return. There's others that are just fraudsters. They're not necessarily illegals. You know, you have to have a Social Security number for most reputable places to work. And so if you're not, you know, a citizen, or, you know, have a green card or a visa, then someone's going to use a Social Security number to get employment, unless it's under, you know, the payments are under the table. And then there's others that just file, you know, under bogus Social Security numbers. They file a bogus return to get a refund. Then when you file your tax return, then, you know, you could potentially be liable for that amount. But then, at the very least, it's going to be a big hassle. You know, just like whenever you're a victim of identity fraud, identity theft, it's a big hassle. So file early, and of course, if you know you're getting a refund, you definitely want to file early. Okay, well, enough about, you know, tax returns. I want to talk about some good things. But right as I said that, and I heard in my ear that we're going to be going to a commercial real shortly, so there's a number of great news. You know, whenever there's bad news, there's always better news and good news. And sometimes someone will say, well, I've got good news and I got bad news. Which do you want to hear first? Well, we're going to do the good news in just a minute or two. But first, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net Radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
When you need quality Auto Parts Warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Everybody down! Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold on. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
It's Power to the People.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. Well, I said we were going to do some good news. And so first thing is, this coming Saturday in Hermosa Beach is the annual St. Patrick's Day Parade, and it's at 11 a.m. on Saturday, but you might want to get there earlier because normally parking is always a challenge anyways in Hermosa Beach or anywhere at the, near the beach, but especially for this event. The event, it starts like right where the Civic Center Plaza is on Valley Drive, and then it goes up, I guess they call that Lower Pier Avenue. It goes all the way up or down, goes along Lower Pier Avenue until it gets to, I guess it's Hermosa Avenue, and then it does a left turn and then stops. It's not that long of a parade, but it's always fun, and they have like a few celebrity news persons that are along different portions of the parade route, and you know they're the announcers, and they announce each of the cars and who's in them, and you know some trivia about it, and you know there's a number of local dignitaries from the beach cities. When I was mayor, or when I was on the city council, I got to ride in a classic vintage Woody or convertible. And then ever since then, after I was termed out, I've been riding in the bike brigade. And so that's fun. We decorate all the bikes, you know, with shamrocks and green streamers. And it's just a heck of a lot of fun. I remember one year when I was so looking forward to it, and I'll tell you the year. 2020, and it was maybe like a few days or, well, maybe, yeah, 3 or 4 days before everything got canceled, because that's when COVID hit and the parade was canceled. And then one year, it was pouring like crazy, and they delayed it to the following weekend. So those are just the only caveats, but it's just a heck of a lot of fun, and then just seeing the outfits that people wear. I wear my tuxedo T-shirt. It's a green tuxedo with a green bow tie, and you know the leaf, the shamrock. And somebody says, "Why don't you wear some green undershorts?" And if the weather was really warm, then I might even consider it, or maybe not. But I don't think it's ever been that way. But we've had some great weather, And I don't know what the forecast is for this weekend, but I heard that after we get the predicted rains on Wednesday and Thursday, possibly late Tuesday, it's going to blow on out of here. And hopefully it'll be like it is today or like it was this weekend. It was a little bit on the chilly side this weekend. It's interesting. During the day, it was warm, and then as it got till around, I don't know, 5 or 6, then it got cold. And then when the sun goes down, then it gets even colder. So, but this parade's during daylight. It's always a fun and exciting event. And you never know what's going to happen. You know, one year there was a flyover, with these airplanes in formation, jet aircraft. And then another time they had, like, some wild and crazy things happening. So if you haven't been there, you know, by all means you should go there and experience it. Again, it's 11 p.m. this Saturday. Some other things that we're going to have is on Thursday evening we have a lunar eclipse, and it's also a blood moon where the moon's going to be like a bright orange to red color. Now, unlike a solar eclipse, with a lunar eclipse, you can look at it. The solar eclipse, you don't ever want to stare at, or you never want to stare at the sun. But a lunar eclipse is okay, but just when, you know, in some cases, whenever there's an eclipse, it's only on the East Coast or it's on a different hemisphere. But this is going to be in the Western Hemisphere, and it should be visible on the West Coast. The only qualification is just when you think you're going to be able to see a great eclipse, then we have overcast and you don't see anything. So, but, we should have, hopefully, we'll be able to see the lunar eclipse. We will have it. It's just whether or not it's going to be visible. Now, another thing that whether or not it's going to be visible, but there's a number of SpaceX, Falcon 9 rocket launches from Vandenberg this week. They've been doing them, with quite regularity. I'm just wondering, all of the satellites and things that are, up there in space. And I said earlier in the show, what goes up must come down, and eventually they will, and not always do they burn up, and not always do they land in the ocean, even though the Earth's two-thirds water, two-thirds ocean. But, we'll see. When they see two-thirds ocean, I don't know if it's just the ocean, or if they mean like all kinds of lakes, streams, rivers, just the water areas. But they're always fun to watch. And of course, I'm not making any political statements, so I won't talk about, being SpaceX and Musk and whatever. But we have one tonight at 8:10 p.m., and then there's going to be another rocket launch from Vandenberg tomorrow night, March 15th, at 11:35 p.m. And then, as if that's not enough, there's going to be one this Saturday at 6:25 a.m. I like the ones that occur when it's dark, because you can actually see, the flame and the contrail. And then usually at night there's less of a chance of overcast than during the day, but not always. So again, we have three opportunities this week, and we'll see if we have good weather for them. Now sometimes they get delayed, so if you Google Vandenberg Space Launch, then you'll be able to see, and I always do that because there's been times when I ran out onto the beach, waited, only to find out that it had been delayed an hour or two or a day or two. So now, before I leave the house or go out to get on my balcony, the balcony is life okay, but if I walk down to the beach, not that it's a long walk, sometimes there's disappointment. So now I know in advance, unless something was scrubbed at the last second. Anyways, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
People. It's Power to the People.
Millions of Americans are without access to dental benefits, especially because of the high market demand for quality and affordable dental care in America. Now here comes DentalPlans.com. It's the leading online resource for discount dental plans and an alternative to dental insurance for families and individuals. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on DentalPlans.com now and find your affordable dental care in America.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
I'm Carol King. The opportunity to study music is one of the most valuable things we can give our young people. Music is a positive outlet for creative expression. It reinforces teamwork, communication, self-discipline, and focus, all skills that will benefit them in every aspect of their lives. If your school has a music program, encourage your child to use it. If it doesn't, work with others in your community and do whatever it takes to get one. I know how much my music programs and music teachers meant to me when I was growing up. Leave your kids a note for the future. Support music programs and music teachers in your school and community.
A public service announcement brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and this station. Music, part of a sound education.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
It's Powell to the People.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. And someone texted me, a friend texted me. I need to make a distinction between the, the Falcon 9 rockets that they're shooting off this week and the one, two super rockets. And I don't know what they're called, but they're rockets that they're testing to send people to the moon or Mars, but two of them have already exploded. You know, those were SpaceX, and so I found it kind of humorous in a way because, you know, Elon Musk, they're minimizing it by saying, well, yeah, but that catcher catched the booster rocket, but, you know, the big one blew up. And, of course, now there's all kinds of debris that's polluting the ocean. And it also jeopardized aircraft. They had, like, a ground stop all around. This was on the East Coast, you know, near Miami, or I think it was closer, you know, to the Bahamas. It was kind of a nice light show, but, you know, who needs that sort of thing? So I guess they haven't gotten their act together yet. And, you know, I've told people when I was a kid, I always wanted to be an astronaut. And, of course, there's a risk, you know, when you're on a rocket. But I would definitely not want to be on one of those rockets that at least two of them have already exploded. And I'm not sure they even know why. So, but anyways, enough of, you know, rockets. I love technology, but I just can't keep up with it, you know, these days. I did get an Apple Watch Series 10, and I'm just totally amazed at all the things it can do. And all, it's mostly for all of the health features that are built in. But living near the beach, I can see, you know, what the tide and the swell forecast is, and, you know, the water temperature and the waves, as well as just the regular weather forecast. But it's mostly the ECG heart monitor, you know, the pulse monitor, the heartbeat monitor. There's a pulse oximeter, which shows the oxygenation of your blood. There's a sensor, but it's currently turned off because there's litigation as to who owns the patent in, I guess, the sensors. But now I see that there's going to be an iPhone 17, a flip phone that looks like a regular phone, but it unfolds into, looks like about the size of an iPad mini. And they're trying to compete, I guess, with Samsung Galaxy. So, but that's not going to be out until 2026. And then there's all kinds of other technology. You know, I don't have like an Apple HomePod. I don't think I'd want one of those just for the privacy factor because it's always listening in. And I've turned off Siri on my iPhone and my iPad and my watch. If I want to use Siri, I can just push a button to get it, but in order for Siri to be active by voice, it's constantly listening in, and I still don't know, you know, how secure that is, although they say it stays on your device and it's encrypted, but, you know, you never really know, or somebody maybe has technology to unencrypt it, or whatever the word is for undoing encryption. So I don't have any of those, and there's other functions that you can do as well by voice, but again, I just don't have that. And I can do pretty much everything that a HomePod would do. Well, actually, I can do everything now with my watch. I don't have a total smart home where I can, you know, activate things, turn them on or off, but there's always privacy concerns, you know, with that kind of technology. And now when the flip phone comes out, hopefully they've worked out the crease problem that forms over time, you know, where the folding point is on the devices. I guess only time will tell. And then with every new device, prices increase. So maybe sometimes it's better just to buy the iteration or the generation before it, because they cut the prices on those. You know, it's frustrating if you buy something and then later something new comes out and it makes your device obsolete. But if you go into it knowing that it's already at least technologically obsolete, it's not functionally obsolete, but you're getting a reduced price, you know, then that's something entirely different. I'm going to be pissed if when the new Apple Watch Series 11 comes out, presumably this September, if it has a blood pressure monitor. So, but I've got a blood pressure monitor at home that feeds my watch, so it tracks the history. But it's not something that you just wear. There's also talk about whether or not Apple's going to have a health ring, which would replace the watch. But I've heard the rings aren't quite as accurate as the watches are. You know, getting it from your wrist apparently is more accurate than from your finger. But who knows? But apparently, it doesn't seem like Apple. They've got patents for it, but those in the know haven't seen anything, you know, going into production. So, you know, a ring to me would be more appealing than a watch. But you have to wear a watch anyways. excuse me. Well, I guess actually having said that, maybe not. I know people that don't wear watches. They just, you know, whip out their phone when they want to see the time. So who knows? But, you know, with technology, there's data breaches. You know, they're putting a lot of automation in the homes and in the cars. But again, there can be data breaches, and there are bad actors out there, you know, whether they're hackers that want to load spyware or malware. And so, you know, hopefully the fail-safe systems and firewalls and backstops are one step ahead of the bad guys, but it seems like more often than not they're, you know, reactive instead of proactive. And sometimes I don't even know if we're even told that there's been a data breach. So it's like you can't live without technology, and sometimes you can't live with it. And now they're looking at, in the future, at, like robo-taxis or autonomous vehicles or even humanoid robots. Who knows what the future is going to bring us. And then, of course, we're always in competition with China. So again, I can't keep up with technology. I'm not like the one who has to be the first one on the block to have the latest and greatest. I know one person who is, and she will just get rid of a perfectly good watch or phone just because she wants the newest one. So every year there's always something new. I'm not talking about just like in the form of a software update, but, you know, the hardware itself, the device. Although I don't know if I'd want to be the first, because maybe there's still bugs that they haven't resolved in, you know, the latest version, and only through use are they discovered. And on that note, that's all the time we have. I want to thank my listeners for listening to Powell to the People. And always remember, power is the ability to do good things for others and to make your community and the world a better place. This is Wayne Powell sending you positive thoughts and good wishes. Stay safe, be well, and have a great week. We'll see you back next Monday. Until then, bye for now.
Powell, it's Powell to the people. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People. It's Powell, Powell to the People. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People.